My name's Adam. I was a friend of Gary's. I'm a friend of Gary's. Yeah, that's it. What else do you want to know? I mean, he was very gentle and very delicate. I hugged him quite a lot. He used to dance a lot. There was joy. You can tell when someone's, you know, experiencing joy. And there's joy in his face. You could just see he didn't care what other people thought. The whole experience of what's happened, I guess, it's still quite surreal. As if it hasn't happened almost, as if, you know, he'll just walk around the corner in a minute and this will just go away.
Gary Matthews lived in the pretty market town of Shrewsbury on the River Severn. He was 46 years old and a talented artist and photographer. But in recent years, friends and family had begun to notice a change in him. He'd started posting strange things online about lockdowns and whether COVID even existed. And then, in January 2021, he caught the virus and died. Towards the end of last year, I went to Gary's hometown to investigate what happened to him and why. Shrewsbury is a pretty medieval town in Shropshire, crisscrossed with bridges and narrow cobbled streets, and lined with independent shops and cosy pubs. But beneath the surface of this chocolate box town, I began to uncover something altogether darker.
The scum! You're working for scumbags!
It's an investigation that has drawn me into the topsy-turvy world of conspiracy theories. An upside-down land you might not expect to hold much sway over a town like this one, often named in surveys as one of the happiest places in Britain.
So do you think COVID is real?
I really shouldn't go down this route, but I don't actually.
But this conspiracy underbelly is sucking people in all over the country, all over the world, and Shrewsbury is no exception.
People in Shrewsbury have accused me of being a murderer because Gary died and have shouted out murderer to me in the street, blood on your hands. If that's honestly what you think, then arrest me.
I'm Mariana Spring from BBC Radio 4. This is Death by Conspiracy. Episode 1, A Magical Town.
I've lived here for how many years? 50 years, Lorraine? Have you got lost already? Oh, Lord.
It's a cold, bright afternoon in December in Shrewsbury. I'm with Lorraine Fletcher. She's taking me on a tour of the town with a map that she's made at home. But as we walk along a riverside path, we realise we've gone a little off the beaten track.
Oh, you'll say later, you'll say, oh dear, what a waste of time she was.
No, not at all. Really not at all. We're meeting Lorraine because of a Facebook group she set up in 2015 called For the Love of Shrewsbury. And once we find our way back to the town centre, she tells me what inspired it.
I love photography and editing. And I thought, I'll set up a group just so I can share my images and look at other people's. Well, over the months, it just grew and grew. So I thought, right, what I'll do is once a week, I'll do a cover photo of the week and I'll promote that person.
Because I noticed that Gary had kind of quite a few times actually had the cover photo of the week because they're beautiful pictures.
Do you know, look at these, absolutely stunning. Printed them off, absolutely amazing.
Gary Matthews was one of the group's first and most active members. And as Lorraine shows me around some of her old haunts...
I used to stand there dressed as a Victorian. When people used to ask about the history, I used to reel it off the paper.
We follow in Gary's footsteps, stopping at where he took his photos and catching a glimpse of Shrewsbury through his eyes.
Right, so if you come with me. This is where Gary has taken his night shot. And it's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? If you look at the lights at night time, those sparkle on the water, as you can see.
The photo shows the town's English bridge. There are church spires, the twinkle of streetlights, the dark water of the River Severn below. It's a beautiful, serene image.
I've brought you here because this was one of Gary's very popular images that was well-liked and well-supported. And, I feel this is a very important spot.
It also was quite special to come back to where you knew someone stood and took a picture.
It is, isn't it? It is. The thing is with Gary, it wouldn't matter what time of year. He was always out with his camera. It is special to bring you here, where he stood and a place that he loved. Yeah.
As the sun begins to set, Lorraine leads us to a quiet square. Christmas decorations adorn the old market hall, and as shoppers bustle past with bulky bags full of presents, Lorraine tells me about her Facebook group and how it was there that she first began to notice a change in Gary.
The group really is a massive positive, and I just wanted to focus on the positive aspects without bringing in any negativity.
No bad language, no personal attacks, and politics is off limits. Enforcing the rules wasn't too difficult in the early days, but now that the group is 30,000 strong, it's become a little more time-consuming. And then the virus hit.
Did you have any trouble with people trying to post stuff that you don't allow on the group during the pandemic, particularly about COVID?
Yes.
What kinds of stuff?
I can't count how many posts I have to sort of allow through, because I check each one. You know, it's a vast amount of posts, because people will moan, oh, the pandemic, and I don't believe it's real, and the vaccines, we shouldn't be having the vaccine. Those just did not get through at all, because it would generate a negative feedback, and anything negative isn't allowed.
Did you ever notice Gary starting to say that kind of stuff?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Lorraine noticed that Gary's regular output, his photos of Shrewsbury, his paintings of famous faces, began to tail off.
So I went to check on his profile, because I don't see everybody's profile. But if I'm worried about a poster, little do they know, I go and check on them to see if they're okay. But on Gary's, I could see that his attentions were totally taken by something else. And he was more focusing on the COVID pandemic. And I did notice on his profile, he started to say that he didn't believe it was real. I think that's what it was. And I ignored that, because everybody's entitled to their own opinion, so you leave it at that, don't you? We sort of lost contact. There was a drift. He drifted quite a bit. Yeah.
Her Facebook group's wholesome outlook and relentless positivity no longer held Gary's attention. So where had he drifted to? Where else was Gary spending his time online? Then Lorraine found a clue. The administrator of another group, which Gary was also a member of, tried to post something in her group for the love of Shrewsbury.
Charlie Parker tried to post in my group.
Charlie Parker. There's a name we'd be hearing a lot of in the coming weeks.
And because I check everybody's profile that wants to be allowed into my group, I check them. I went onto his profile and I thought, I allowed him in, because I never judge people. I think, OK, you can come in. And that's when I went and had a look at him and searched what he did, and I found the group, and so I joined that just to be nosy. I did.
The group was called the Shropshire Corona Resilience Network. At first glance, a somewhat reasonable, even noble name. The cover photo showed a glowing blue biohazard symbol. Charlie Parker was one of the people running that group.
They were doing demonstrations in the square here and trying to get people to go. And I think there was a post on for the love of Shrewsbury, or one that wanted to be allowed, saying, could you please post this as a meeting in the square to say that COVID does not exist? And obviously I didn't allow it through, because it would have caused an awful lot of agitation. And I thought, well, Gary, this is not you, you know. But obviously it was. That was how he felt.
Lorraine had stumbled across the small but significant slice of the population that believes false conspiracy theories about the pandemic. I got a sense of their beliefs by looking at the Shropshire Corona Resilience Network. One post showed a wanted poster with a picture of a government minister accusing them of committing genocide by vaccine. Another long post described how the virus is 100% a dark magic ritual. These ideas are light years away from legitimate political debates about, say, the impact of lockdown measures or the viability of vaccine passports. And although the number of people who believe the most outlandish theories is relatively small, many have found each other online. And Gary Matthews was one of them.
I don't think it did him any good. I don't think it helped his morale, because he went from being excited about his photography and painting and enjoying life and upbeat to a very angry type of person, which wasn't Gary at all. If you'd have met him, you know, he was really warm. I think you'd have said he was warm, kind, creative, clever. You know, when you're indoors in a beautiful town like this, you don't want any negative in it, because what's the, you know, when you look around, this is such a beautiful place and people thrive on positivity.
Your group is still the nicest group I've ever seen on Facebook.
Oh, bless you.
Speaking to Lorraine was beginning to complicate the picture I'd had of Gary and of those who believe in online conspiracies. It didn't sound like Gary was the fringe, basement-dwelling loner that the stereotype often suggests. There was something else going on here. How had this kind, clever man been drawn towards these ideas?
Oh, that's gorgeous. Look at that.
Suddenly, Shrewsbury's dormant Christmas lights spring to life.
It's the lights in the square. Absolutely gorgeous.
Very sparkly.
Look at that town. How gorgeous is that? That was magical, wasn't it? Yeah, it's magical. Aww, oh, magical town.
Our time with Lorraine is almost up. So as the early evening darkness sets in, we leave the sparkle of the square and head to our final stop.
We're actually in Coleham at the moment, Longdon Coleham, where Gary lived.
We're outside a block of flats. It was here that Gary lived on his own, and where he passed away from COVID in January of last year.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it? Doesn't bear thinking about. Dreadful, dreadful thing to happen. Just makes you wonder how many other people are suffering like that, who have been through that. It really does. I couldn't believe it. I can remember thinking, where's your posts? Where are they? Because you can't help him. You can't bring him back. You can't say, how are you? Or I couldn't even say that.
As we talk, she twists her homemade map of Shrewsbury in her hands.
I certainly didn't have a conversation with him, argumentative one about COVID. I didn't ever delve into that one.
Do you wish you had?
Yeah, perhaps. I think, looking back, it might have been helpful and comforting to him. But there again, he might have thought, well, you're talking rubbish. You know, we could. But there again, no, perhaps I'm not, because we might have come to loggerheads on that one, and I wouldn't have wanted that. So, but actually, perhaps it was best left lying where it was. Yeah, each to their own, isn't it?
You can hear the indecision in Lorraine's voice. It's shared by many of those who knew Gary. Could it have been possible to pull him away from conspiracy theories and towards science, rationality, safety? I've seen firsthand that confrontation of this kind often backfires. And later in the series, I'll hear more about approaches that might work better. But for now, Gary's friends are left wondering what they might have done differently. Meeting Lorraine had left me with questions too. How could I find out more about the other Shrewsbury, the one that lies outside her upbeat Facebook group? I'd begun to understand a bit about Gary's online persona and how it had begun to change. But what did those who'd known him for decades think?
He had changed a bit, almost slightly insulting, like, you're being brainwashed, can't you see?
I'm Mariana Spring, and that was episode 1 of Death by Conspiracy from BBC Radio 4. Next time, why was this gentle, thoughtful man drawn towards these ideas?